Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
So everyone is very happy chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, ellarum uddhavte sandoshama irukkeengala.
You are all very, very fortunate. After many, many lifetimes, if we become attracted to chanting the name of Krishna, that is the perfection of our existence. We've been through many, many births. Suffering in many, many births. Now we have the chance to chant Hare Krishna. So this is the most important thing we have to do. Everything in this world is temporary. But chanting the name of Krishna is the eternal occupation of the jiva. So please go on chanting Hare Krishna and trying to understand Krishna from, as he explains himself in Bhagavad Gita. And for further elaboration, there is Srimad Bhagavatam. So try to understand all these Vedic and Vaishnava literatures. But even for people who are not very philosophically minded or educated, if we chant the name of Krishna with full faith, that is completely sufficient to develop our dormant Krishna consciousness. This chanting is the essence of all dharma. The holy name of Krishna is the essence of all dharma, karma, jnana, everything. Whatever result we can get, we may hope to get by performing yajnas, we can get by chanting Hare Krishna. Whatever result we may hope to get from visiting various tirthas, we can get by chanting Hare
Krishna.
Whatever result we may hope to get from dana or tyaga or any process, we can get simply by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the supreme dharma, the supreme yajna. So please go on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This will bring all success. This in itself is all success. When we say success, we don't mean earning lots of money. Success means to be free from the desire for earning lots of money. And to be completely absorbed in love for Krishna. If we have crores of rupees but no love for Krishna, we are a poor man. If we have no money but we have love for Krishna, we are the richest person in the universe.
பணமே இல்லாம கிருஷ்ணன் மீதான அன்பை வளர்த்து கொண்டிருந்தாங்க உலகத்திலேயே இந்த பிரபஞ்சத்திலேயே நம்மதான் பணக்காரர்கள்.
So it is a great fortune that you are taking pleasure in chanting the name of Krishna. Please go on with this. Now that you have taken up this chanting of Hare Krishna, never stop, never stop. Never means how long. That means at some point the body will die. But if we chant Hare Krishna, then we will get a spiritual body, and in the spiritual body we will go on chanting Hare Krishna eternally. So I won't take much time. I think you already had your program here. We just came from a program in Karur. So there also people are enthusiastically chanting Hare Krishna. This way, at least some people in this horrible Kali Yuga are getting saved from all the nasty sinful activities and are developing love of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. How many people came to your program this evening? So most are still here. Every Sunday, 75. All right. You should increase it. Bring more people. Anyway, you're trying for that. Does anyone have any question? No, everyone satisfied.
Last 6 months he is reading Bhagavad Gita. So he started to read Bhagavad Gita, the businesses collapsed, family members are not cooperating, and
After he started reading Bhagavad Gita, all his material life fell to pieces.
Very rough life, rancor, and now he given up and he wants to change, the situation is changing.
1 year
Anyway, in this material world, there are always ups and downs. But if we become Krishna conscious, then it's only up and up. Now, we shouldn't think that by reading Bhagavad Gita, our business will improve. That is not the actual result of Krishna consciousness. We cannot expect any happiness in this material world. If we expect happiness in this material world, that means we haven't understood Bhagavad Gita.
இன்னும் பவுலி கூட எழுதுறாரு நம்ம சந்தோஷத்தை எதிர்பார்க்கிறோம் அப்படின்னா நாம பகவத்கீதையை புரிஞ்சுக்கலன்னு அர்த்தம்.
So Krishna is giving you lots of mercy. In the form of material suffering, by which we can understand that we are not meant to be in this place of birth and death. We should always consider that whatever suffering we have, it could be much worse.
என்ன ஒரு கருத்துல வச்சுக்கலாம் அப்படின்னா நமக்கு என்ன எல்லாம் துன்பம் இருக்கோ அதை விட இன்னும் அதிகமா நமக்கு இருந்திருக்கலாமே.
And whatever suffering we have, there are many people who are suffering much more than we are.
நமக்கு என்ன எல்லாம் துன்பம் இருக்கோ அந்த துன்பத்தை காத்துல இன்னும் அதிகமா துன்பம் அடைய மக்கள் நிறைய பேர் இருந்துதான் இருக்காங்க.
So a devotee sees if there's some suffering in his life, he thinks that's because I've committed some sinful activities previously.
அதனால ஒரு பக்தன் என்ன நினைக்கிறான், எனக்கு ஏதாவது துன்பம் வருது அப்படின்னா இதுக்கு முந்தின வாழ்க்கையில நான் செய்த பாவ செயலினுடைய விளைவுதான்
அது. And a devotee thinks, actually I deserve much more suffering.
ஒரு பக்தன் என்ன நினைக்கிறான், எனக்கு இதை விட இன்னும் அதிக துன்பம் வந்திருக்கணும்.
But Krishna is giving me just a little, just to give me a good lesson.
ஆனா கிருஷ்ணர் கருணையோட எனக்கு நல்ல பாடம் போட்டுறன்றதுக்காக அதை குறைச்சு கொடுத்துருக்காரு.
A devotee sees everything as Krishna's mercy.
அவர் பக்தன் இது எல்லாத்தையும் இது கிருஷ்ணருடைய கருணையா தான் பார்க்கறான்.
Materialistic people think that if I get lots of money, that is Krishna's mercy.
ஒரு பௌதிகமான நபர் என்ன நினைக்கிறார்னா எனக்கு நிறைய பணம் கிடைச்சதுன்னா அதுதான் கிருஷ்ணருடைய கருணை.
But a devotee sees if Krishna gives me lots of money, that's Krishna's mercy. If he gives me no money, that's also Krishna's mercy.
ஆனா ஒரு பக்தன் கிருஷ்ணர் எனக்கு நிறைய பணம் கொடுத்தா அது கிருஷ்ணருடைய கருணை, அப்படி பணம் கொடுக்கல இல்லைனாலும் அவர் அது வந்து கிருஷ்ணருடைய கருணைன்னு தான் பார்க்கிறான்.
Krishna is very kind.
கிருஷ்ணர் ரொம்ப கனிவானவர்.
We have to learn to recognize Krishna's mercy.
கிருஷ்ணருடைய கருணையை நாம் அடையாளம் கண்டு கொள்ள கற்றுக்கொள்ளணும்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண.
Okay, we'll finish there. And that's well, we can finish there. Someone else wants to ask a
question?
சரி
கடைசியா என்ன
கேட்டீங்க?
ஆமா அது தெரியல, கடைசியா என்ன கேட்டேன் கேள்வி
என்னோட
floods are going on in Uttarakhand. Thousands of people are killed.
Yeah.
Probably.
Devotees
who visited the temple also got killed.
Why this situation for the devotees?
Why is this situation? People are going to the temple and they're getting killed. Why is there any suffering in the material world? It's all a lesson to teach us that this material world is an unsafe place.
In the Bodhi Vodhantle, எந்த வகையான துன்பமா இருந்தாலும் சரி, அது கோயிலுக்கு போய் வந்தாலும் அல்லது வேற எந்த வகையான துன்பமா இருந்தாலும் அது நமக்கு ஒரு பாடம் கொடுக்கிறதுக்காக. இந்த பௌதிக உலகம் அப்படின்னாவே பாதுகாப்பு இல்லாத ஒரு இடம் அப்படின்றத போதிக்கிறதுக்காக.
Our real shelter is at the lotus feet of Krishna.
நம்முடைய உண்மையான தஞ்சம் அப்படின்னா அது பகவான் கிருஷ்ணனுடைய திருவடி இல்ல திருவடிதான்.
Anyone who is in pure consciousness of complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they died in that situation, they'll go directly to the spiritual world.
யாரோருக்கு தூய்மையான உணர்வுல முழுமுதல் கடவுளுடைய நினைவுல இருந்திருப்பாங்களோ அவங்க உறுதியா பகவானுடைய வாசஸ்தலத்துக்கு போய் சேர்றாங்க.
But mostly people go to temples in materialistic consciousness.
ஆனா அதிகபட்சமான மக்கள் பௌதிகமான உணர்வோட தான் கோயிலுக்கு போறாங்க.
They want to have some business deal with God.
பகவானோட வந்து ஏதாவது ஒரு வியாபார I will
offer you some incense and camphor and put some money in the box, and you have to make my material life full of material enjoyment. So people who visit temples, they're generally considered pious. But actually the attitude of most people is somewhat offensive. So our temples are meant not just for people to come for darshan, but to teach people the understanding that Krishna imparted to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna said to Krishna that, you see, this is not right. We have to fight with all the senior people.
Arjuna Krishna said,
you are God, you should do something and make this situation. You should make this situation better. But Krishna informed Arjuna that his duty as God is not to fulfill the material aspirations of even pious people like Arjuna. We are meant to serve him. He is not meant to serve us. All right. So we'll finish that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nandri. Vara Vara, you have to
come to the
They don't want to go. You can tell. But we have to go to Salem. We have to be up for Mangalarti by 4:30. You don't have to, we have to. We have some commitment. We're wearing this orange cloth, that's not just for having some easy, comfortable life. But we have to be up early in the morning, we have to follow all the rules. So, Hare Krishna.